Checky, Wilson, and a third partner led a nearly $3.7 billion buyout of Northwest Airlines in 1989. Their investment, $40 million. For each dollar of that original stake, their combined holdings are now worth more than $22, based on last Friday's closing stock price. Negotiators for Northwest and American are reportedly far apart on how much the airline is worth. By one Wall Street estimate, Northwest is worth $55 a share for a total of about $4.6 billion. At that price, Wilson and Checky's combined share would be worth more than $1.2 billion. While many analysts say the two companies will eventually agree on terms, as one Wall Street source put it, Northwest has all the leverage. Holly Hegeman, an airline industry columnist for TheStreet.com, an investment website, puts it another way.
Northwest really is the jewel of the crown right now.
In an industry looking at how to respond to United's proposal to create a huge national network by combining with U.S. Airways, Hegeman says Northwest looks like the most desirable company to buy. As for American...
Obviously, American has had the gun put to the side of their head by the fact that United has announced a deal with U.S. Airways.
The U.S. Airways deal would give United an even bigger advantage over number two, American. For American, Northwest has several important assets. Its extensive Pacific route network, including a hub at the Tokyo airport, would give American something it reputedly covets and a way to counter United's large Pacific business. Northwest also holds a majority of Continental Airlines shares with voting rights, giving it effective control over any sale of Continental. That's important because Delta is expected to bid for Continental if American buys Northwest. The U.S. Justice Department has sued to wrest that controlling stake from Northwest, but a trial is months away or more. Daryl Jenkins, an aviation expert at George Washington University, says Northwest officials are stressing such points in any negotiations.
I think American, on the other hand, will say we are the only suitor. And if you turn us down and don't go to the dance with us, there are no other partners.
But Holly Hegeman says those arguments may ring hollow to Checky and Wilson.
I think that Al Checky and Gary Wilson will do a deal when they want to do a deal. And should they be in a hurry? Are they going to lose out if they don't do anything? I don't think so. I think all the pressure is on American.
The question, then, may be how much will American have to pay? Northwest stock price spent part of 1998 trading above the $55 level, reaching more than $64. While several company executives sold stock at the time, those share prices were not enough to entice Checky to sell his holdings. Wilson did sell some stock that year, but Northwest officials said at the time it was related to a deal removing one of their original partners, KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, as a Northwest shareholder. Daryl Jenkins of George Washington University says American has to guard against paying too much for Northwest.
You would have stockholders' lawsuits coming out your wazoo for the next 20 years. And that's what American Airlines' argument will be against Northwest Airlines. So they will give them some premium over 55, I assume, but not 80 or 90, and certainly not $100.
But Holly Hegeman says if Checky and Wilson let this golden moment pass, they may see another one. She says the increasingly likely merger of British Airways and KLM, which remains Northwest's European partner, would make Northwest even more valuable. Officials from Northwest and American declined to comment. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.